You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today, we're talking about this, your emotion, passion, or poison. That's right, your emotion, passion, or poison. Today, I'm going to share a very powerful strategy for processing your emotions that'll literally unlock your passion and motion. Now, wouldn't that be nice? I want to talk about this topic today with you because there isn't a week that goes by that I do not experience one of my clients having an emotional response, having an emotional reaction, which now after coaching, they're learning how to respond to their actions versus simply reacting, because a reaction will cause another action, another action, another action. And next thing you know, we're in like this domino effect of emotion that even though it looks like something is moving, really what's happening is we are drinking our own poison. Instead of moving forward with motion and momentum, movement in the direction of our passion, while passionately experiencing this thing called life, your life. Have you ever been told that you're emotional? Seriously, we as women have been labeled as emotional beings, like it's a bad thing or something. And then worse yet, have you ever apologized for being emotional? Really, have you ever apologized for being emotional? Why do we do that as women? Why do we do that as men? Why do we do this as human beings, having a very emotional experience here on planet Earth? Like emotions are bad or something. I'm here to tell you, they are not, my dear. Your emotions and feeling them are not a bad thing. You know, when I ask passion or poison, that's the difference between expressing an emotion and actually allowing yourself to feel it or holding it in. Another way to say that would be processing or paralyzing, or progressing or paralyzing. The question I have for you today is, are your emotions allowing you to process and progress in the passion of your life? Now, it's interesting because I do these podcasts every single day, as you know, and it seems as though every single time that I sit down to do a podcast, I hear a siren. There's a vehicle that goes by my home that has a siren. I'm not kidding. It never fails. Pretty much every single time I sit down to do a podcast. So I was thinking about that because it happened again today. I was thinking, why is it that every single time I sit down to do a podcast that there's a siren? And then all of a sudden I thought, wait a minute. Is it possible that these sirens are happening throughout the day, which by the way, they are, and they're ongoing, okay, which by the way, they are, but I don't notice it necessarily until I'm ready to move forward doing what I desire to do. Is it possible that some of the emotions that are keeping you stuck seem to be only showing up when you're ready to take a step forward? Have you ever thought about that? That these emotions come up just as you're about to move forward. But is it possible that they've been there throughout the whole time, either underlying under the surface, or you haven't really noticed them, but at the time you're ready to move forward, yeah, all of a sudden it shows up and you think, I can't do this, because you're so busy reacting to your emotions. You know, fear, you can feel fear, right? It's a feeling, this feeling of fear. A lot of times that seems to show up just before we're ready to take a step forward, when in actuality, fear is always present. It's just whether or not we're giving it our attention or not. Fear is always kind of lurking, trying to scare and trying to bully, but we don't have to listen to it. And we can simply pause and allow it to pass, or whatever feeling's coming up, we can go through the process of processing this feeling with a very specific strategy that I believe will help you. It's helped me, and it's helped so many people that I've shared it with. So I want you to think about this. I remember when my daughter was little, I was laughing so hard that I was crying. She looked at me and she said, "Mama, I thought you were happy. Why are you crying?" And I explained to her that sometimes when we're real happy, we'll cry. Sometimes when we're real sad, we'll cry. And even I would add this, sometimes when we're really mad and upset, we'll cry, right? So think about the power of your tears and how tears can be so appropriate for whatever emotion you're feeling. Now think about the three kind of top emotions, sadness, madness, happiness, okay? So with those three emotions, it's not uncommon to have tears, right? So let's turn these tears into something that really works for us. You know how much I love a great acronym, T. I want you to think about the next time you feel an emotion like sadness, madness, or happiness, talk to it. I know, talk to it. Don't try to run. Don't try to hide. Don't try to pretend it's not there. Simply talk to it. And one way to do that is by acknowledging it. Simply acknowledging it and asking yourself what you're really feeling and asking your feeling what it is that it's there to teach you. I know, have you ever thought about that before? You can talk to your feelings. And then E, I want you to think about experiencing it, truly experiencing it. So first you acknowledge it, talk to it, find out what it's there to teach you. And then when you go into experiencing it, I would like you to do this. This is so powerful. Whatever it is that you are feeling, locate it within your body. Maybe it's in your stomach. Maybe it's around your heart. Maybe it's in your throat. Wherever it is, feel it there for a moment and then experience it by giving it a shape. That's right. Give it a shape and then give it a color. You're feeling it. Now you're allowing yourself to truly experience it. Next, A, acknowledge and appreciate it. I know, that one's not so easy, to really acknowledge and appreciate it. You've had that moment of speaking with it, you've talked with it, you've experienced it. Now acknowledge and appreciate it. And when you're ready, R, release it, where you give it permission to go. Almost think about it like a boat that came up to your dock. You talked with it, you experienced it, then you acknowledged and appreciated it, and then you said, "Okay, you can go now." And you unhook the boat from the dock and you released it, and you watch it slowly move away, slowly fade into the sunset. It's done. And then S, you show up, my dear. You continue to show up for yourself. You show up and you sip. You show up for your life and you sip on your life. You've felt the emotion. You've allowed yourself the feeling. You are now stepping into healing because you're moving forward. So often we allow our emotions to keep us out of motion, to keep us from moving forward, to keep us from building the momentum in our life that we desire. But that comes from trying to avoid the tears, trying to avoid the feelings. I know it's not comfortable. That's okay. But you know what? It is so much more uncomfortable to hold it within you, because when you do, it will bog you down and it will keep you from moving ahead. It will become the poison to your passion. It will become poison to your purpose. It will become poison to your progress. It will become poison to your process. Instead, my dear, allow your tears to come and flow so that you, my dear, can grow and you can experience the motion of emotion. I sure hope this helps you today. I would love to know what this does for you today. And as you move forward in your life, as you continue to show up for yourself and whatever emotion it is that you are really feeling. Allow yourself to feel the tears, to walk through this process, and I would love to know what happens for you. So today's sacred soul step is this. Whatever emotion you're feeling today, especially if it's intense, walk yourself through this process of tears. Talk with it, experience it, acknowledge and appreciate it, release it, and then show up and sip, my dear. Thank you so much for being here. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.